Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhouse Radio. Hello to all of my lovelies out there and my gentlemen, of course, as well. We are here again for another Sunday. I am your host, Pearl Makeup Artist from St. Louis Royalty. And you can follow me on Twitter at @AMRArtistry and on Instagram at AMRArtistrySTL. Now, I have to say, you have to forgive me because I'm just trying to get the hang of this Instagram thing, and my co-host called me out on it today. That's okay. We're going to wait till he get on here and talk about that. But anyway, make sure that you follow me on both Twitter and Instagram, you guys. If this is your first time tuning into the show, we are live every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you like the show, make sure that you continue to call in or tune in online and support, and make sure that you let others know about the show so they can call in as well. We love to hear from our listeners, and you can definitely call us at any time with any questions about beauty or to suggest any songs to be played or anything. Give us a call at 646-595-4038. So Dalhouse Radio here airs live 7 days a week. I just want to let you guys know that in case this is the very first show that you've ever heard it all on Dalhouse Radio. Dalhouse Radio is 17 shows strong, you guys, and anything that you want to hear, we do have you covered. We have everything from cooking and cocktails to movie reviews, sports, relationships, webcamming, that's for grown folks, y'all, all the way to the unknown and the paranormal. You know, if that's your thing, you know, you got ghosts in your house or whatever the case may be, and of course, beauty. You can check out our fabulous team at www.dalhouseradio.com. And also, you know, Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie artists here, very few major artists on this show. There are some really super talented indie music artists out there, and we like to give them a forum to show their music to those of you who may not have heard it or those who don't listen to indie music that often. There is a lot of great music. Indie music out there, so we like to definitely showcase these awesome artists on all of our shows, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. So I just wanted to make sure that I get all of that out of the way for you guys. Also, last week we had a really, really great natural hair show. We had the hair whisperer, Tendai Morris, on with us. She is a master stylist at a shop here in St. Louis, where I'm at actually, and she's been doing hair for like 30 years, but she has so much information about natural hair, things that I didn't even know, and I was just like, wow. So she did come last week, and she talked, she was on for the entire show pretty much, and she also has an event coming up. So if you will be in the St. Louis area April 4th, please do attend the Texture Talk event with Tendai Morris. The tickets are $25, and they go on sale on January 31st. Now, if you're listening to the show and you are in the St. Louis area, You can actually get the tickets in person at Cafe Soul this Saturday. If you don't know what Cafe Soul is, it is the number one open mic in St. Louis. It's thebomb.com. They have some extremely talented artists. And I forgot to mention last week that Tendai is also an exceptional vocalist, her and her brother both. So if you're here in St. Louis, pick up your tickets for Texture Talk this Saturday, Cafe Soul. It's going to be at the Rustic Goat. And if you are not in St. Louis, but you will be during the time of the event or whatever the case may be, you can't make it to Cafe Soul, you want to make sure that you get the tickets for Texture Talk by joining the Facebook group. So you want to join the Facebook group. It is the Hair Whisperer Tendai. Tendai's name is spelled T-E-N-D-A-I, and there will be guest speakers and vendors there, light refreshments, free food, y'all, all right, free food, and it will be an open platform to discuss natural hair and how to maintain it and embrace it, you guys. So definitely try to attend. If you cannot attend this event, you're in a different city or whatever the case may be, make sure that you stay tuned. They are definitely looking to expand the Texture Talk event into other cities. So it is coming to a city near you soon. All right, so I think I've gotten all of my announcements out the way for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my two favorite co-hosts. I'm so happy that they're both on with me tonight because we've been, like, missing one or the other, like, each show since the new year. And I know all the guys have been upset because Bianca hasn't been on the show. It's not my fault, okay? And Raphael, he was on the first show, but, you know, he has business to take care of, so we didn't have him last week, so we've all come together now. We've all come together today for you guys. Let me go ahead and bring in both of my fabulous co-hosts on. I have the fabulous Bianca Moore and Raphael Davi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. What's up, y'all?
I miss everybody.
We missed you, too. I'm like, this girl's not coming back. Somebody get Bianca.
Yeah, I have been having the, well, no, I can't say, I'm just going to say, I just ran into some stuff. I was going to say, like, I've had the worst new year, but I can't complain, you know, but I just ran into some bad stuff, man.
We understand. Well, we missed you, so we are so glad that you're back, and we're glad you're back too, Raphael.
Yes, I know.
I've got an Instagram beef with Raphael.
That's why I was laughing, because I knew this was coming. Hold on, let me get myself together. Hold on. All right, shoot. All right, let's go.
Okay. So he called me up. He called me out, Bianca, on Instagram because I thought I was doing a great thing. I'm promoting for our beautiful and wonderful Beauty and Beat show on Instagram. I got the little flyer out there. And so I post the link to the show in the caption of the photo. And he texted me and was like, I'm going to need you to learn how to use Instagram. They can't click on the link under the picture. I'm like, really?
Well, because you can't, like, Instagram doesn't allow that.
Whose idea was it to create an app where you can't click on the link from the picture caption?
So the best thing to do is, like, I guess you would have to put it in your bio each week, but.
Yeah, you have to put it in your bio. That's what I do.
That's the only place that you can put the link. But but everybody that uses Instagram knows that you can't click on the link. So I don't think anybody was disappointed, Raphael. Like, oh, I can't click on this link. I think everybody knows that.
Oh, no.
Well, clearly I don't use it often.
The reason why she said that was me, I just came out there. It wasn't even really that serious. I was just like, man, I'm going to need for you to learn how to use Instagram. It wasn't even that serious. It was just like, you know.
I'm just giving her the crash course on
Instagram. I gave her the crash course. I was like, well, you know, they don't allow you to copy and paste, and you have to put it in your bio and all this other
stuff. I am disappointed. It's okay.
I broke her down. And then I built her up.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay, no, no, none of that. That broke her down and lifted her back up. I will contact you after this show, Raphael. That's what's going to happen. Okay.
Whoa. I know you got
it's okay. I'm just messing with you. Mm-mm-mm. But
I know you work for the mob. I don't want to swim with fishes.
Well, you guys, so for tonight's show, we're actually doing something a little different because I know the last two shows that we have, we had some guests on, and I think the first show we were kind of talking about authentic beauty and things of that nature, but we have not really had, like, any beauty talk. So, we're going to do a little bit of beauty talk and talk about a couple of different things on the show tonight. And go from there. So I haven't even talked about any beauty tips or any health things. And I got a couple of things to talk about. And in case you guys have some things you want to talk about too, any new regimens you started or any new products you started using or anything like that, we'll get into conversating about that and see what's what. So I think what we're going to do now is go ahead and go into our first music break, you guys. Then when we come back, we're going to chat it up and see what's been going on and have a little beauty talk and all that good stuff. So Beauty and Beast will be right back, you guys, after this really quick break. We're going to go ahead and play some Chase J, Assemble Your Love.
Call. I be wondering where you at.
Yes, that was Chase J with Assemble Your Love. That sounds like that should be like on a Quiet Storm or something, doesn't it? That was Chase J, you guys. He is an indie artist. If you're just tuning into the show, you're tuning into Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. Definitely call
in
with any questions or comments at 646-595-4038. Guys, are you there?
I'm both awake now.
I was just like, wait a minute.
That was like bedtime music.
Oh, gosh. It's like, I'm woke. Oh, God. You're right, though.
They should play that at the doctor's office. Or, like, the dentist. They should play that at the dentist.
Like, to relax you.
It is. It seems like it's kind of like that song that you actually want to be with your significant other on, you know?
No,
I
would not be in the mood. I would want to be just sleep. Like, that's our cuddle music, then, because that would not be, ain't nothing jumping.
What kind of music gets you in the mood, Bianca? This
it
is
wasn't
clearly
bad.
Not beauty-related, you guys, but no.
Yeah, blow the candles out. Turn that on.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know he was going to bed, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me blow these candles out.
I'm done.
Like, you know, I like to play the dark.
Oh, gosh. So, you guys, for the New Year's, have you guys done anything differently? Have you tried anything new? Any new products? Any new regimens? Anything?
How about Beyonce go first?
Beyonce?
You tried what? I can't say really that I tried anything new. You know what? I've been doing for the new year nothing I've done last year, and not intentionally. I liked everything
I
was
that's
doing
a good
last
thing.
Year.
Look at you. Oh, God.
towards the end of the new year, I was basically transitioning myself for the new year. So it was like everything that I'm doing now is what I was transitioning myself into like the past month or so.
Well, I'm talking about on the beauty regimen wise. Like, my nails are screaming for a refill. I haven't put on makeup in God knows when. I don't, I haven't tried anything new as far as beauty's concerned.
I haven't really tried anything new, really, not for the new year, but I will say this. I did change up on my skincare, and so typically I wanted to, like, the first show of 2015, I wanted to actually talk about, you know, getting ready for the new year and doing things. You know, I always say skincare is, like, number one when you're trying to achieve a flawless face, flawless makeup. It starts with the skincare. I am a huge supporter of Clinique products. So I did decide to, like, switch my skincare up. I wanted to try something different. And I actually ordered this particular skincare, like, sometime in December. And I've actually tried, like, two of the products before, you know. So, and I like it. But, of course, I had resorted back to my trusty and true Clinique. But anyway, it's Michael Todd True Organic Skincare. Obviously, the skincare line is made with organic products. And so I went ahead during Black Friday. I purchased I think it was Black Friday actually. I purchased the skincare system. Now it says it's like the acne and oily skincare system. Anytime you say your skin is oily, they automatically, you know, connect it with you must have acne. I've never had acne, but I have really, really oily skin. So I bought the skincare system, which originally retailed at like 100 and something, and then there was like 70% off everything on the site and then additional something off. Anyway, end up getting the system for like $40. And I've been using that lately. So, and I will say that I do like it. I like it a lot. I noticed that when I used it, like, for the first time, you can actually see, like, your pores getting smaller and everything. So it's a really good skincare product, and if anybody's interested in skincare, you know, organic skincare and made with stuff that's good for your skin, then that's a good line that you can check out. One thing that I did notice, and I don't know if it's because I'm using the product, but the MAC makeup that I wear, it makes my skin itch now.
Oh.
And it's only MAC. That's weird. Now, I don't know if it's just MAC and I'm just not realizing that maybe my skin doesn't really mesh well with MAC, but when I wear MAC and I'm using the skincare, my cheeks and my forehead, like, itches. It's, like, really weird. I just realized that. And I'm like, I can't, like, and I was just using, like, I haven't even been wearing, like, the actual foundation. I've been doing, like, you know, some little spot treatment with the concealer, and then I'll throw on some powder and go about my business. But it makes my skin itch. So, yeah,
well,
it's really weird. I'm so disappointed. What is up with that? And you know I love MAC, but it's not like their eye products or anything like that, you know. But it's definitely like the foundation and concealer. So I have switched over to using Becca Cosmetics, their foundation. The only thing about Becca is real full coverage, so you definitely have to use a light hand when you're applying it, so that you like don't look like, you know, you're the mask or something. So it's a great foundation, though, and highly pigmented. So if there's anybody out there looking for a full coverage high-end foundation, because it does retail for like $44 a bottle, check out Becca Foundation. So I will say that much. So that's about pretty much it as far as like skincare and makeup for me. I can't believe it. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm using, maybe it doesn't mix well with the organic skincare. You think that could be it?
I think the organic stuff just isn't for everybody. Just because it says organic, it just ain't for everybody.
Yeah. Like when I just wear, like,
Go
ahead, Raphael.
Oh, I was saying, just figure out what's in whatever is causing you to itch. And then see,
mm-hmm.
like, and see if that's what, like, you know what I'm saying, like, figure out what's in it, and then figure out, what, like, because it might be something that you never knew you were allergic to. So, like, you know what I'm saying, like, sometimes you go and you find things that are inside certain products, and then you start having, like, small allergic reactions to it, and it's something that you never even knew you were allergic to. So that's just something I just usually just say, check with a doctor as far as what you're allergic to, because I mean, you're not like when you see all these you know, I guess you call them ingredients in something, you're not gonna like get so many at one time. You're not gonna sit there and be like, well, you know what, I'm allergic to this. I would just be like, just take it to the doctor and then see, you know, what's the dose things you really are allergic to, because it could be something that's usually in a food that you're allergic to. It also has the same ingredients as that product.
No. Well, I'm going to check it out. You know, and it doesn't break me out or anything, but it's kind of weird. Like, if I'm talking to you, having a conversation and scratching my cheek and stuff, I just feel a little weird, you know. I don't know. But I'm like, okay, this is crazy. And it only does it with the MAC product, so I don't know. But I was saying that to say, you guys, as far as, like, I'd like to encourage everyone, you know, for the new year, if you were not using a skincare product of some kind and you don't really have a regimen, I encourage everyone to adopt some type of skincare regimen that does include cleansing and moisturizing and exfoliating the skin. You know, you got to cleanse it. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You need to moisturize it, even if you have oily skin. We all need moisturizer. If you have dry skin, you know, moisturizer is going to add the moisture. And if you have oily skin, moisturizer is actually going to balance out the oiliness. So you do need moisturizer. And you need to exfoliate. you know, we all have deaths and cells and things, and, you know, exfoliate your skin at least 1 to 2 times a week. That removes dead skin cells, and it allows you to have fresh, new, vibrant skin cells rejuvenate all over your face so you look fabulous and glowing and healthy. So that is my skincare tip for you guys, and that's most important, especially if you are a makeup wearer, because makeup does not hide everything. Okay. So I wanted to share that with everybody.
I'd like to just quick share.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to quick share. I'd just like to take this moment to apologize to everybody. My washer broke. I'm at the laundromat. I apologize for this background noise, but I will be out of here in about 2 minutes. Okay. Let me tell you, this is called devotion.
Okay.
This is devotion. I still came in today. I could have said, you know what, guys, I'm not going to be able to make it, but I made it. I'm just, bear with me.
Yes, that is complete devotion. And she's multitasking, y'all. She is hosting and making sure the clothes is clean, and I have no problems with that. That is awesome.
Yeah, I just felt bad for the background noise. You know, I know y'all hear them quarters clanging. I'm not at the casino, I promise.
I wasn't even going to ask, Bianca.
I mean,
I know anybody else that knows.
Backup story, you know.
Anybody else that knows me would have swore I was at the casino, but I'm not.
But, yeah.
Oh, man. So what about health-wise? So I know, Raphael, is that what you were talking about? You kind of, like, been transitioning yourself health-wise into this new year?
Basically, in terms of what I'm putting in my body, I'm trying to make sure I started getting more on the healthier side. Of course, you know, Christmas time, you know, when you got that dinner, it kind of takes away. But right after the leftovers were all gone, it was back to trying to transition myself into eating healthier. Because it's cool to go and work out, but your workouts will be all in vain if you don't put the right stuff in your body. You can work out all day long, but if you're not putting the right stuff in your body, then it's not going to have any real effect to it. So I'm just trying to start from the bottom up in terms of what I'm putting inside my body. So, you know, the foundation is inside out as opposed to, you know, ground up inside out. So I'm starting to get the inside right and then get the outside right. You know, simultaneously
right.
Do that together.
So that brings me to something. I actually have, like, a challenge that I think we should do, but I'm not going to say anything about it until after we come back from this little short music break, you guys. So.
Well, I hope today, I hope this song is a little more peppier. I mean, I am cleaning and stuff here.
Okay, hold on. So we're going to do Dennis Good Going Down. I think this one's a little bit more upbeat. We're going to go ahead and get into this one. And then when we come back, I have my healthy...
Let me find out everybody fell back in love over the New Year or something. All these love jams.
It is not a love jam. You know what? We'll be back, you guys, after this quick break.
I don't
want to
play these songs
okay.
Like y'all trying to do the Nancy. This is not that kind of show.
Stop hating me. Oh, God.
Either a gospel show I could get on. It's Sunday.
I said I'm a New York nigga, I don't need no love. I'm a good ass nigga, what's up? Ha. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now about to apply pressure and here it's going down. And here it's going down. Just a few shots from my bed right now I'm about to apply pressure and here it's going down. Set them all away. Turned up, 100 bottles in here, got me worked up. pop, pop it for real, you in a safe zone. Keep the gas pedal on, the leader breaks off. Booty big, but her waist small. You got me harder than a baseball. One thing on my mind, tell me when, baby, give me the time. I'ma lick it and dick it and let you know that it's mine. Never say it's too much, can't get enough. Getting head before I even wake up. With her is a cup, tell the bartender pour it up. She said I'm flying the water just like the Mighty Duck. I said you fucking with the best in the field. But girl, that ass, it's about to get killed. When touching this bill, goggles on, it's about to get real. I'ma dive in the kitty for real, for real. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now about to apply pressure and here it's going down. And here it's going down. I said just a few shots from my bed right now about to apply pressure and here it's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah, it's going down.
Hey, hey, you guys, that was Dennis Good with Going Down. If you're just tuning in, you are tuning in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dow House Radio. If you want to call in, have any questions or comments, or you want to tell us what you've been doing new for the new year, either beauty-wise or health-wise, then definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. Was that song better, B?
Very much so.
All right.
Very much so. Very, very, very
I was
much
trying.
So. Yeah, I was trying to stay awake.
Oh, God.
Just trying to stay awake. Oh, boy.
It's a struggle.
I have a healthy challenge proposal, okay? This is what happens when I have too much time to myself. Anyway.
Is it about food?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Count me out.
You said it's about food or booze? Wait, food or booze?
Food.
Okay. Food, yes. Okay, so it is about food,
you
guys.
Yeah, then count me out. I don't play about my food.
It's food. Okay. I'm going to tell you. So.
But I watch.
Okay. Okay, so I was trying to get a nutritionist on the show, which I'm still working on, by the name of J.J. Smith. And she has what is called the 10-Day Green Smoothie Challenge. So, I went out and I purchased the book, and I read it, and it's a 10-day, pretty much a 10-day detox challenge. So, it's a detox to detox your body of all the toxins that are in there. It is only 10 days, and during the 10 days, so there's two different versions of this particular detox. There is the full version, and then there's a modified version. Now, this particular detox, it does involve having three of your meals, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner, being a green smoothie, and you are able to snack in between these meals with healthy snacks like apples and carrots, celery, and unsweetened peanut butter and things like that. That's healthy. But it is a way to clean your body of toxins because, you know, part of people who do have or who are overweight, toxins also you know, gets stored into fat cells, and it, you know, it doesn't help when you're trying to lose weight, and it can also prevent you from losing weight. So, but the detox is not just for weight loss. The detox is for cleansing the body. Obviously, weight loss is a benefit of the cleanse, but for the most part, it is to detox your body and to banish the cravings for unhealthy foods. Okay? So, I read the book, and it was really good, and it was really enlightening. So, I'm going to try this cleanse in February, you guys. Oh, Lord.
Now,
I'm going to try this cleanse.
I'm going to say this.
All right, you should
for all the listeners.
The day after Super Bowl.
Let me tell you this. When anybody says cleanse or detox, what they mean is shit. You was going to be holding on to that toilet
okay.
for 10 days. That's what that means. That's a nice, polite way to say, I'm going to make you shit. Now, if that's what your goal is, if that's what you're trying to do, I could tell you it don't even take 10 days. It take about 10 minutes. You go to the GNC and you get yourself a box of ballerina tea. You drink you one cup of that, and in 10 minutes, I promise you, you will be detoxed. You will be cleansed. You will be clean. You will be whatever it is that you, whatever word that you want to use, be slim. You will feel like a ballerina. You ain't gotta do all that fancy stuff for 10 days. It'll take 10 minutes.
I cannot.
Oh God.
Now that's the Bianca cleanse, okay? That's the Bianca cleanse.
I can't even talk right now. Oh, my God. You know what? Bianca, you and I help
anybody, well, no. Anybody that has done a cleanse, I've challenged.
I am done with you. I am done with you.
Hey, boy.
Who's got the Bianca cleanse?
And if tea ain't your thing, if tea's not really your thing, which I understand, make yourself a nice bowl of collard greens and replace that with one of your meals, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I guarantee you, 10 to 15 minutes later, you will be cleansed.
Yeah, what is this mute button? I just can't.
Wait,
I can't. Be active. Now, don't be discouraging people from this cleanse. Okay, first of all, the benefits of eating the fruit and the vegetables. Now, these green smoothies are made up of greens and fruit and things of that nature. But that is because you give vitamins and nutrients from the greens and the fruit that help when you're cleansing your system. So you can drink the ballerina tea and shit, as Bianca says, or you can have the green smoothie, and you also get benefits of glowing skin and phytonutrients and vitamin A and C and K and all of that. You don't get all of that when you do the ballerina cleanse.
Well, you buy yourself some bronzer foundation and you sprinkle that on. And you'll be glowing, you'll be slim, you'll be cleansed.
Oh, God.
And you'll look good.
I am done.
But on the top of that list, when you go buy all those other things, make sure you buy the good kind of toilet paper and some baby wipes.
I am done. So first, let me say this. Excuse me. When you do the cleanse, first of all, how about this? Let's start with just getting the book, you guys. Get the book first and read it. It's like $9 on Amazon. Don't do like I did. I went to Books A Million and paid like $14 for this book. And I had a discount card.
I don't know why.
Anywho.
You
this, huh?
Yeah,
just get
card.
The book.
Huh?
I have like one of the little
card.
Books A Million cards. I know. Just get it on Amazon, you guys. It's a lot cheaper. It's like $9. and read the book and read the benefits of the detox and why you should detox and what's good for you and all that good stuff, and then see if you're interested in joining the cleanse. And they have actually a Facebook group. It's actually called the 10-Day Green Smoothie Facebook group on Facebook. Check it out and see, like, the results and things from people who have been on the cleanse. Don't listen to Bianca.
Well, I was just saying, like, people think that, because I've heard people say, yeah, I tried the cleanse diet or the detox this, and all I did was, all I had to do was keep going to the bathroom. Well, what you thought?
What, right.
What
like,
detoxing
that's like the
did
point
you think
of
it was
going to
be?
Yeah, that's
true. That's true, because you got to think about it. Your body's detoxing, so where is it supposed to go? You know, like, it's got to go come out some way. This is turning really bad really fast. But anyway, it's got to come out some way, you guys. So, yes, the truth of the matter is you will be in the bathroom. And I told myself I was going to try this cleanse, and I was going to do it on a Friday, okay, so I can, like, be at home. Friday to Sunday. Did you know they say it takes about 3 to 4 days, you know, for your body to kind of adjust to this cleanse? You know, they're like, after about the 3rd or 4th day, you good. But, like, the first couple of days, it can be all bad. So, but I'm going to try it and see how it is.
It's
going to
be out sick. It's going to be out sick Monday and Tuesday.
I'd be like, you guys, I can't do the show. Oh, God.
Let me lie from a bathroom near you.
Oh, man.
Right, I'll be muting and stuff. Muting, sorry, guys, I had to work the toilet.
You're like, Angie?
Oh, God.
The acoustics
Angie.
In there are awesome.
Wait, what
happened? Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, that is crazy. So, but I'm going to encourage, so I wanted to start, like, a Beauty and Beast cleanse challenge. We should try it. Everybody could use a good cleansing, right?
Well, cleanse y'all, let me know when you're almost over, and I'm going to go get my cheese. I'm going to have some of that, and then I'll be the winner. I'll be challenged.
We are trying to promote health and wellness here.
They sell it at the health store. It's a CDC, folks. It's a health store.
I am done.
It's a health and wellness store.
Pick up the book, you guys. Check out this green smoothie challenge. It's only 10 days. What do you have to lose in 10 days except your bowels? Just do it.
Your dignity.
So.
When you got to do that walk of shame from your cubicle to the office bathroom, your dignity will be lost in those 10 days.
I want everyone who tries this clip. We're being serious, you guys. No, I want everyone who tries this cleanse to make sure that you use common sense when you try it, and do like me and try it on a Friday, okay? Don't do it on the other day. Don't say you're going to start it on Monday and then be upset because you got to keep leaving your desk for work. Don't do that. Don't get fired over the cleanse.
You're going to get fired over the cleanse. What I got to lose but my job?
Try it on a Friday.
Do it on
a Friday,
you guys.
I'm sorry. Hey, try it on a Friday, you guys. I don't want to get you in trouble. And
so,
do that, and then you should be good. Come the next Monday, you should be okay. You should be able to control the bowel movement. I can't. But the detox is for people like me now. I'm saying this because I'm doing this detox because I just finished cooking, like, some northern beans and smoked neck bones and fried chicken. That is not healthy. I am a work in progress. So the cleanse is to banish those bad cravings, you guys, and get you to eating healthy, okay? So we are going to do this together, okay? By the end of this cleanse.
I have my name in the slow cooker now.
Right. See? We're supposed to, this seriously, you guys know, but there have been lots of great results on this cleanse, and I actually have a friend of mine that I actually went to school with who tried the cleanse, and she said that she felt great afterwards. So,
I mean, but that's,
you know,
the thing. Like, I promote the cleanse, go for it, but I think a lot of times, excuse me, I just hate to see people give credit. Cleanse. It's nothing more than a laxative. It's just a natural one, a heavy-duty natural laxative. That. So, of course, yeah, you did lose weight. When you stand on the scale, you're going to see some weight loss because you got rid of however many pounds of waste that were inside of your body. So,
yeah,
I mean, you find. I just encourage people, like, don't sit. Buy into it so much because people sell this and sell that. You need the shake, you need the meal, you need this kit, that kit, And you don't. It's just, it's a hardcore laxative. And I mean, there is a right way and a wrong way. Like Angela was saying, like, there's a healthier way to do it. You know, you can get other positive effects like the a glowing skin and things like that. But you got to keep yourself hydrated because it's a serious, hardcore laxative.
That's
so stay
true.
Hydrated,
and that's
my little friend.
That's the thing, too, though. I do have to say that about the book. The book actually tells you, like, everything step by step. And it doesn't just say, hey, do the cleanse and woo. I mean, it tells you about staying hydrated and drinking, you know, enough water. Because you need to do that anyway because you still have to flush the toxins out. And, you know, you do lose certain things when you do these cleanses. So you do have to continue to replenish yourself with water, and there's other detox things that you can do while you're on the cleanse as well, like going to the sauna and stuff like that. But the book tells you, like, a whole lot of stuff, and it tells you about the benefits of the fruits and the vegetables and, you know, kind of, it's just like a jump start. It's not something that's, like, supposed to last as well as only 10 days. It's just kind of a jump start into healthier eating and, you know, kind of banishing those bad cravings and our addictions to sugar and other things that's really, really bad for us. So I think it's a really good book. You guys check it out. Again, it is the 10-Day Green Smoothie Cleanse by J.J. Smith. And you can, what'd you say, Raphael?
I'm going to put the link to the book or maybe some, you know, some excerpts from the book.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to post a link up to where you can purchase it, and I will, if you're actually listening to this online, then I've got, like, a picture of the book and everything up on our show page so you can actually see it, and it has a lot of good information, and it's not some super long book either to read. Very easy. It has a bunch of smoothie recipes in there because the smoothies you can kind of adapt into your, you know, everyday lifestyle as either meal replacement or, you know, just something of that nature. So check it out, you guys, if you're looking for something new and healthy to do. I am going to try it in February. I will let you know when. It's definitely probably going to be after Super Bowl, just to keep it real, but I just want to let you know. I'm going to try it, and then I'm going to tell you guys how I've been feeling and what's been happening and all that stuff so you guys know what it's like. And then I'll have, like, an official end result for that. So there we go. That's my healthy challenge for this month. Well, for February, we're going to do that. We're going to do that as a healthy challenge. Join if you'd like to, or just get you some ballerina tea, whichever floats your boat. Oh, God.
I think this challenge would be good for everybody to do. I think if all of us were to do it, let me think about it.
Yeah, we should try it.
Yeah, I don't have good enough toilet paper to join. Sorry.
You know what?
I get my toilet paper from the dollar store, so I'm gonna have to sit this one out, kids. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm gonna ship you some more, Bianca.
I get the cheap kind, so yeah, I'll have to sit this one out.
I'm going to ship Bianca some extra toilet paper so she can be in there on the challenge.
Yeah, the way my toilet paper is set up, Raphael, I can't join this one. I'm sorry.
You better start going to the grocery store and telling them you want paper instead of plastic.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are a mess. Okay, guys, we are going to do another really quick break here, and then we are going to come back. I do want to talk to you guys about the new show, Empire. Has anybody watched the show yet?
No, I was supposed to. Me and a friend of mine decided that we were going to get into it together because that's what we do, and they kind of flaked on me. So, no, I haven't watched it yet because I was trying to be a good friend.
What about you,
Rafia? I watched part of the first episode since, you know, you were so gracious to send me the link. And I felt like it was cool.
I can't believe you guys have not been watching it. I want to talk about Taraji's eyebrows. Oh, gosh.
Really?
Okay.
So this whole TV show, and we're just going to talk about the eyebrows.
Well, I want to talk about...
Like,
anyway,
you got a whole 30-minute long
time. I
mean,
I want to talk about the show. I want to talk about the show, but I also want to talk about her eyebrows, too. So, but, you know, you got to watch it to understand. Anyway, we will go to a quick break here, and when we come back, we will get into some more conversation about beauty and health, and I want to talk about Empire, you guys, so we'll talk about that a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and play Maya Cherry Lips, you guys. Get ready. We're going to twerk it out on this little short break, and we will be back. Sorry, that is not cherry lips. Hold on. There we go.
Baby boy, just bust the ball back to my show.
Okay, we're back. That was Maya. I'm over here, like, tweeting and stuff, and, like, the song says it still has, like, a whole minute on it, but I guess not. So we're back, you guys. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to call in and comment on anything that we've been talking about, definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. We have been just talking about a bunch of random stuff on this show, you guys. So we talked about some beauty stuff, and we just talked about a challenge that we are extending to our Beauty and Beats listeners. It's going to be February 2015. Me and Raphael, we're all in. I'm throwing Raphael in there. We're going to do this 10-day green smoothie challenge by J.J. Smith. We're encouraging the listeners to get healthy and get fit. And then if you're not with the Green Smoothie Challenge, you can join Bianca on the Ballerina Challenge. The Ballerina Detox Challenge, you guys. So definitely make sure that you join one of the challenges and get yourself healthy for 2015. Yes, indeed. That is
either way, you're going to need the toilet paper.
I'll do the challenge. Sure.
Make sure you tweet us, hashtag
I'm
Beauty
on the
and
toilet.
And hashtag
Pass
me the
toilet paper.
Hashtag
or
paper plastic.
Tweet and hashtag Ballerina Challenge. And make sure you add Bianca Boy.
Hashtag I just got fired.
Oh my god.
Hashtag why is she running through the office like that?
I'm out of excuses.
I am
dope.
I'm dope with you guys. We are trying to promote health
hashtag
and wellness
in that bathroom
for you guys.
Too long. I gotta use it. Oh,
oh,
we can go
man.
On there and pass it.
I'm going to tweet out the first 5 excuses for your bathroom runs at work. Your 6th run, you out of luck. Hit up Angela.
That is terrible. That is so terrible. I'm going to put together everything for the tips. You know what? I'm going to create us a Beauty and Beats Facebook group for our little challenge. Yes, indeed, people. This is going viral. It is. Anyway.
So we all going to be on the toilet on World Star?
Hashtag.
I was done.
Hashtag, hashtag.
All right. You broke the internet. And the fight.
Just when we're trying to be serious about health, you guys. We really are. Oh, man. For all of you Mac lovers out there, I do have to tell you, you may already know, but you know that Viva Glam Miley Cyrus did launch this week. I have not picked it up yet. I am going to pick it up this week. I do have a friend. She texted me, and it looks absolutely beautiful on her, surprisingly. It's a really pretty pink color. Comes with the lipstick and the lip glass, and it seems to be a color that is kind of universal for all skin tones. So if you have not checked out this beautiful, beautiful color, then make sure you check out Viva Glam Miley. And I'm not even really a big Miley Cyrus fan, but the lipstick is really pretty. So definitely make sure that you guys check that out. Alrighty, so we're going to get into this Empire conversation right quick. But first, we do have a caller on the line, you guys. So we're going to go ahead and bring them in really quickly. Wait. Oh, come on. The mic thing isn't working. There we go.
Oh,
hi,
darn.
Joseph.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Great show last Sunday.
Are you doing
night.
A challenge, Joseph?
What's that?
I said, are you going to do the challenge?
Which challenge?
The green smoothie challenge. cleanse.
You only gotta do it for 10 days.
Green smoothie. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, well, Angela's going to post it up. I hope to see you at the challenge.
Yes, definitely. You got to post the.
You're not a real fan if you don't do the challenge, Joseph. I don't know if we're going to be able to take your calls no more if you don't do the challenge.
Is this smoothie an alcoholic?
No.
That was a nice way to get out. Nice way to get out of there, Joseph, but no.
I mean, I would.
It's fruits and vegetables. It's to cleanse and detox the system.
I would, but I got no way of getting to that challenge. I hope you can forgive me for that. I have no transportation.
No, it's okay, Joseph. We've got the ballerina challenge, too. It's the ballerina tea. Bianca, where do we get the tea? Huh?
From, what is it, GNC. You can get it from GNC.
GNC.
You can order that online.
That's the cleanse tea. That's the one Bianca recommends. Does the same thing, kind of, sort of.
It does the exact same thing. I promise you that. Now, you, I promise you that. But, you know, I wanted to quick add, though, with the, because I remember you had mentioned about the steam room, the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are doing the cleanse and you do choose to do the sauna or whatever, do be sure that you do it in a healthy way because you're flirting with a pass out right there. You're flirting with Satan in that sauna. If you're doing a true cleanse. But I also wanted to mention that when you do the cleanse with the sauna, the cleanse you'll see a loss in pounds. With the sauna, you'll see a loss of inches. So if you're trying to do this tea real quick to get into a dress or, you know what I mean? The sauna is definitely going to help you lose inches, and the cleanse will help you lose pounds.
Awesome. Great tip, you guys. Okay, so Joseph, how are you? Thank you for calling in.
I'm doing good. I hope you all had a great Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was pretty regular. I don't know what. How one celebrates such a thing. I don't know if I missed out on the MLK party or what, but
Well, my celebration was more like watching the documentary on his life and career.
Oh, that's probably how I should have spent it.
Yeah, I didn't either, Bianca, but you know.
There's always next
year. It doesn't
year.
Change. Doesn't change from year to year, so you know. But it's all, you know, always an honorable day. So, you know.
Also, thanks for favoring one of my tweets.
No, not a problem, Joseph. You know, you're a faithful listener.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you're probably coming to your show, so wish you all a merry good night and until next Sunday.
Okay, thank you,
all
Joseph.
Right. Thank you, Joseph. Welcome. Have a great Sunday.
You too.
Oh, shout out to Joseph. He is such a faithful listener of the Dial House Radio Show. He always calls in to support. So I can't believe you guys have not watched it. That's okay. We'll get him next time. We're going to do, this is not going to be the only challenge that we do, you guys. We're going to do more than one challenge. But I can't believe you guys have not been watching Empire. It's just, you know, how are we supposed to talk about it? Y'all ain't watched the show.
I'm going to see if I can catch it sometime soon. I'm going to sit down. I should be on demand, right? I can go back
and watch. Yeah, it should be on demand.
Yeah, so I'm going to check it out that way. Next week
you can
I'll
watch it online, too.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I'll definitely watch it sometime. I still got to catch up on my other shows.
I got to catch up on some, too, actually. But
is Scandal
I like
back
the
yet?
Way... No, not yet.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I missed something. Okay, back to Empire.
So back to Empire. So I happen to really like the show. I like the show because it has, like, the whole music aspect to it. It has action in it. You know, it's really, really good. And they have some really, really, really great actors in there. I love Taraji. I love Taraji anyway. But I love Taraji and her part as Cookie. And I think Taraji, she looks good in there. But I have an issue with her brow. I have an issue with, you know, the, like, really, really skinny, like, pencil brows. Like, is it Cruella De Vil? Those brows. I hate those brows. She has, like, those really thin, skinny brows in the movie, and I don't like that. Is that, like, how her brows look normally? I'm going to have to check that out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I never paid attention.
But those, they're like, kind of, I haven't either, but they're getting on my nerves because it makes her look, like, really mean. And thin brows, that's another beauty tip for you ladies. Those really skinny, thin brows make you age and they make you look mean. Okay? So I just want to point that out. I'm not saying that your brows have to be all super thick and everything, but I'm just saying, don't do those really skinny, weird brows, like you just took the pencil and just drew a line, and do not shave off all your brows and then draw that pencil line on there. That looks crazy, and it makes you look old, and it makes you look upset all the time. Even when you smile, you still look upset. So I need you to not do that, and to focus on just kind of naturally filling in the brow and giving it just a little bit of thickness, but not too much. So, but yeah, as Cookie Lyons, I am not feeling those brows. She just looks mean all the time. You know, her brows do not normally look like that. I think they just kind
of,
I don't know.
Maybe that's for the character. Like, maybe
I think so. Ooh, this is a bad makeup picture of Taraji. Let me get off the screen. What'd you say, Bianca?
Maybe I don't know what time period it's set in. But maybe that's, you know, maybe it's part of the character. Maybe that's her, you know, the look for the show. You have
that's
to see her.
Probably right. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, maybe we have to look at her Instagram and see if she's rocking them brows every day or is that just for the show?
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know who did her makeup on this picture that I'm looking at right now, but it is just not okay. Okay, but I love Taraji. I think Taraji is beautiful, and I just hate those brows that she's rocking in the show. But other than that, I love her as Cookie, and I love Terrence Howard as Lucius, and I love all the cast members, and it's a really, really, really good series, and it's getting really juicy. So if you guys have not watched it, you need to watch it and catch up on what is going on.
Yeah, you know, I'll probably watch it. I'll wait for it to come out.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, I like
it. I'm
going
to
add it to my list. I'll put it that way.
Okay, that works. That works. So, and another thing is, well, outside of just, like, the show itself, the music that they have is really good. You know, so I'm not sure if, like, some of these artists that are on there, most of them I've never seen before, but I don't know if these are, like, new artists that they're kind of showcasing in the show, in the series or whatever. But they have some pretty good acts, and the music is really, really great. So, love that about the show. And I'm curious to see Bianca. I can't wait to see you watch it because I'm curious to see what your thoughts are about Taraji's character, because you know you have mentioned before that you don't always like it when she plays like the hood characters. Like, it's not like, doesn't seem authentic. Not that she really plays like a ghetto character, but she is, you know, coming from prison. So I'm not, I don't know. You have to check it out. I'm curious to see what your response is.
Yeah, I'm never really happy with, there's not one role that she's played that I was happy with.
Really?
Yeah, really. I really don't care for her too much as an actress. She's a beautiful girl.
Bianca, you are a hard nut to crack.
No, I'm not. She's a beautiful girl. I just don't feel like they ever casted her for the correct part for her.
I thought she was great in, Think Like a Man 2. I thought she was really good in, what's the movie with Psycho Sexy Idris Elba? Psycho Sexy Idris.
That was horrible.
That movie.
Horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, he was psycho sexy in that. I mean, he's still Idris, but he was psycho in that. So, you thought that was horrible, Bianca?
Yes, very much so. But who am I?
Oh, my God. Woo! Bianca is a tough critic. Oh, my God.
Who am I? No awards were won on that day.
I do have to say this, and this is totally not beauty related, but since we were talking about psycho and sexy people, not so much the psycho part, but the sexy. I just purchased a book. I've been like on this book kick. I just purchased my copy of Ladies Night by Christian Keys. Yes. Woo! Shama. Yes. Christian Keys. I was trying to just get past just the cover of it, just crisp and beautiful specimen of manliness on the cover of this book.
Well, I want to see the cover.
Okay, I'm going to have to send it to you. I haven't even got started on the book yet. I'm going to read it, you guys, but... Christian Keys. If you don't know who he is, I'm going to need you to Google him right now, ladies. Please.
I'm going to be Googling him tonight.
You might as well go ahead and post up the everything on your page, Andy. Dang.
I'm going to post it. I am. It's actually, I have like part of the book. Sorry. You know, I was having a flashback. It pushed me back a minute, and I had to regroup and come back. So, so I posted a part of the picture of the book anyway on my Instagram. Yes. And, ladies, I do have to tell you this. If you did not know and you are not following Christian Keys on Instagram, then if you I'm going to have to put his email address out there. If you email him a picture of you with his book, he will Women Crush Wednesday you on his Instagram. He will put your picture up there and make you his Woman Crush Wednesday or whatever. Yes, Andy, yes, he will. Yes. Okay, so there you go. That was a treat for you ladies out there.
Yeah, because clearly I can't say anything about this. I don't specialize in men. That's not my forte.
Well, you know how we had to throw a little treat out there for the ladies that are listening to the show. You know, we don't just give you beauty and healthy tidbits and all of that stuff. We want to make sure that you get a little pleasure out of it as well. So,
Well, Raphael, you can feel free to throw a little tidbit for the a little treat for the guys.
Yeah, well, next time we get on the show.
Feel free.
All right, yes.
I have to, say a few things.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm gonna go on my Instagram. I'm gonna tweet out the email address for the lady and see if I can just get a nice picture to just put out there. Christy, geez. Such a thing, such a thing.
Okay. I know.
So what's everybody's plans for Super Bowl?
I am going to probably cook, like I always do, cook and chill out and watch the game. And unless, well, there are a couple of Super Bowl parties. It just depends on how I'm feeling, though, because sometimes I feel like getting out and going to parties. But, you know, sometimes I just, like, cook at home and welcome anyone if they want to stop by and watch the game and eat something they can. So
you say you welcome anybody?
Well, almost anybody. Look, almost anybody. And leave your children at home, people. No, I'm just playing. Look, leave your children at home. No.
So
I love the kids.
That's why.
As long as I'm not on my detox, right?
Come as long as you're not on the detox. If you are on the detox, do not come.
I'm going to start that day. Because you got the good, I think you got the good toilet paper at your house. I'm going to start mine on that day, on Sunday.
I've got cotton nail.
That's
over
a good
here.
Time. I'll be there. I get mine from the dollar store.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I do, too, sometimes. But you know, cotton nail is at my dollar store. What is it with dollar stores? That just reminds me. I'm sorry, this is so off the subject. But, like, cotton nail is in my dollar store, but it's like $5. So I'm trying to figure out how does that work.
I don't know.
Well,
we got bootleg dollar stores here. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Raphael.
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you. But for the Super Bowl, I guess, I'm finding out whoever's throwing the party, and I'm going to go ahead and crash. They ain't going to know I'm coming.
That's always fine.
I'm going to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if any of our listeners is having a party, be ready for me to show up. You might as well just, you know, just make extra food. Just, you know, just say, I know Raphael's coming. So, you know, we need to make some extra food because he just might show up.
Well, here's some good things. Like, if anyone is going to be cooking like I am, and I am totally sorry, guys, but I have a guy who does it, you know. He does some healthy stuff, but he's, like, one of those people that eat everything, doesn't gain a pound, and he likes good food. But I'm just saying, here's a good thing, too. If you're having a Super Bowl party, you can try, like, some healthier Super Bowl snacks for your guests, like chips and guacamole and salsa. That's not too bad. And actually, wings are not bad. You do wings. Hot wings. Those are pretty good. Veggie trays. I happen to love veggie trays, you guys. With the dip is awesome. And
yep.
Any other healthy suggestions, you guys? Lettuce wraps. Those are good. Definitely.
Matter of fact, I'll probably be posting up some things that I found, because there's actually healthy alcoholic beverages that you can do.
Really? Oh, that's good. We got to post that out. So we're going to post out healthy Super Bowl treats. I got to make my little list. And healthy Super Bowl alcoholic treats.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing for Super Bowl, Bianca?
Nothing. I just was curious what everybody else was doing. Living vicariously through everybody else.
Same thing. She's just going to show up to your house and then eat your food.
And use your bathroom. Right.
I know,
exactly.
Oh,
my goodness.
They're going to start locking the doors when Bianca comes. Because they're going to be like, all she wants is our bathroom. She gonna blow it up.
We are totally nuts, you guys. So we're just going to recap for you guys, you know, the actual stuff which you should have gotten from the show, because I know we said a whole lot of stuff on this show. But we got like 10 minutes left, so just for you guys, just so that you can actually recap what we were talking about for today. Definitely, we're encouraging you, all of you guys, not just ladies, but men too, definitely adopt a really good skincare regimen. That's one of the best things that you can do for yourself. And if you're a lady and you wear makeup, or you're looking to have that beautiful, flawless skin, remember that it does start with your makeup, with your skincare first. And that's what you want to focus on. Also, we talked about getting healthy, and we are going to post out and start our 10-day green smoothie beauty and beat style challenge on here, and we're going to start it in February. As soon as we get it all together and soon as we're past Super Bowl, we will get that information out to you so you can join the challenge, and then you can chime in with us and tell us how your challenge went and what your results were, and we'll do the same. Also, do not forget, I will be posting out the sexy picture of Christian Fine Keys for you ladies out there. Make sure that you pick up his book, Ladies Night. And if you already have the book and you email him and I will send out the email address, then he will make you his Woman Crush Wednesday. And girl, okay now. So, did we share? What other information did we share today? Did we share any other additional information for our listeners today? Go ahead, Raphael. What were you going to say?
Oh, I didn't. That was a Bianca about to say something.
No, I didn't say anything.
I was just about to say, we also said stay away from those skinny penciled brows, and do not cut off your brows, ladies, and try to draw them on. That is awful. Do not do that. That is crazy. Make sure that
Please
you
don't.
Naturally fill in your brows naturally and give them a little bit of thickness, not too thick, not too skinny. Okay? We don't want you to look like you're permanently pissed off. And I think that is about...
Somebody said talking slicks. Lick your thumb and rub it across the eyebrow.
Oh, my goodness. So those were the beauty tips for today. So I hope everybody got something from that and really will join us on the challenge. I hope they do join us on the challenge. So let's do that. Make sure you guys pick up that book, though, if you are going to do the Green Smoothie Challenge. That's going to be a must. You need to pick up the book and actually read through it and see what it all entails, so that when you're doing it, you're doing it safely and healthily and all of that good stuff. And I am looking forward to Super Bowl. Is it like next weekend?
Yep, next Sunday.
We will not be on next Sunday, you guys. We will not be airing for Super Bowl Sunday next week because we know that you guys are not going to tune in. So we want to wish everybody a happy, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Have fun. Eat good. And then we are going to be on the screen afterwards. So I'm hoping everybody has a super, super spectacular Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you guys hoping wins?
Well, I don't care.
I don't either. I actually just like halftime. Sorry.
They got Katy Perry this year, so I don't care about that part. But in terms of teams, though, I'm going for Seattle because I don't really like New England.
I'm not a big football.
I never liked New England.
I don't really watch football. I mean, I'll sit there and watch it, you know, if I have to, but I'm not really a big football person, so I don't really care who wins. Just looking forward to seeing what Super Bowl halftime is like, and that'll probably be it. So, I guess you guys, we've like pretty much come to like the end of the show here, and we are going to go out on a song in just a minute. I do want to tell you guys, make sure that you follow Beauty and Beats on Twitter. We're Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. So make sure that you follow us on Twitter. And I didn't say this earlier, but I wanted to say that we're encouraging all of the independent artists out there to send in their music. We do have a set of rules when you're sending in your music to us. You want to make sure that you send a bio, a short bio or one sheet, a promotional photo or promotional photos, plural, you guys, and your music track in MP3 format only. Send those items to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com so that we can receive your music submissions and check them out and then hopefully get you on the show and get your music in rotation. So you want to definitely make sure that you do that. We do not accept emails that contain like links to like your SoundCloud or YouTube page, or only if you're sending in a YouTube video and you want to submit your video to be featured on the website, that's fine. But if it's just a music submission, we need you to send in the items that I've listed because we just have too many emails coming in with music submissions for us to go through and click on everybody's link and view the video when we just really want to see who you are and hear the song and all that good stuff. So make sure that you do that. We welcome all genres of music. We don't care if it's country, rock, R&B, hip-hop, Latin, a genre you made up. We don't care. Just send in the music. Just send in the music so that we can check it out, you guys. All right. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow me at AMR Artistry on Twitter or AMR Artistry SPL on Instagram. Make sure you check out Bianca Moore. I'll let her throw out her Twitter handle.
For both Twitter and Instagram is Bianca Moore, BiancaMoore, XXX. Yeah, so follow me on either one of those.
Yes. And make sure that you follow Rafael Davi as well. I'll let him draw his own Twitter handle.
Rafael Davi, RafaelDavi, like Victor and I. And then the Instagram is official Rafael Davi. So, yeah, follow me.
Follow Rafael, follow Bianca, follow me. Make sure you follow Beauty and Beats. We will see you guys in 2 weeks, exactly, because we will not be on for Super Bowl Sunday. So have a great night, you guys. And we
night,
will
everybody.
See you later. Good night.
Bye.
I guess I got another bitch stuck in me. But that ain't nothing new.
Yes, me. Keep on watching you, ain't nothing but a fucking bitch. sucker bitch.